Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Labour groups gathered Monday in Cobourg to mark the National Day of Mourning to honour workers who died while on the job. Each April 28th serves as a stark reminder of workplace fatalities, but it also serves as an opportunity to promote safety on the job site. I spoke with Northumberland Labour Council President Dan Tobin about what this day means for him.
We do have but a lot of cases that gets but unreported. That's an alarming fact to us.
And how important is this day for you and for workers?
Oh, it's a day that we remember those who came before us, but who've had to fight for the health and safety in the workplace.
Now, how have you seen workplace safety improve over the years?
It has improved because unions has drilled it into people's heads that we need to put health and safety first. It should be a priority.
Are you seeing that maybe it's in the young people? Because I remember when I was young, I didn't take workplace health and safety serious. Are you still seeing that today, or has that changed?
It's changing, but slowly. So it's a good thing, but it's also an alarming rate that it's slowly, but it's coming along.
Now I know that workers' compensation insurance board all over the country have been taking on a proactive role to say, the more safe you are, the less you pay in kind of workplace dues, if you will, for lack of a better word. I'm seeing companies take more of a serious approach to that. Are you seeing the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, the companies that I deal with are taking but health and safety seriously, and that's a win, for the Labour Council as well as for all the workers.
Do you think it's a matter of just education? Young people may not know it because they haven't experienced on-the-job training as much as, say, veterans in the workplace?
That's right. But we need on-the-job training as well as education.
Is that more training courses, just more public awareness campaigns? What are you talking
about? That, but as well as education, but education in a workplace, like workplace training, like you mentioned. But also just health and safety meetings once a month or once quarterly or something like that.
Now, are you seeing certain industries advancing faster than others in promoting safety?
Yeah, some are. Yeah.
And do you have an idea? Can you give us a sense of what industries that may be?
I can't say. Okay. But, but there's a few of them that are coming along nicely, with health and safety. So
on a day like today, I mean, we do more in... And talk about the people, but what's the future? What are you hoping for in the future?
I'm hoping that having this event, or the solemn event, or will educate people as well that they will go out and spread the word on their own as well, so that we can all go to work and come home at the end of their shift.
Now, you mentioned 2023 numbers nationally. I mean, that is still alarming that in 2023,
yes,
in this day and age, I guess, with the level of education and the level of PPEs out there that we are still experiencing that high of deaths. What does that say to you?
Yeah, the numbers that I share today, those are just the numbers that have been reported. It could very easily be double that, if not triple, that amount, because some deaths don't end up getting but reported as a workplace accident.
Now, I know that over the years, at least maybe in the last 5 to 10 years, there's been an increased effort to recognize airborne illnesses or diseases that you contract in the workplace, like, say, firefighters.
Right.
In that sense, is that... On top of that, would you like to see more on the mental side as well?
Oh, I would like to see more on the mental health side of it as well, because He goes, that's a big thing, is but having to deal with the stress that you're going through of your illness. Let's say you inhaled some chemical. Now you're off of work. Now you're stressed but you can't feed your family. And yeah.
And if you die from that chemical you inhaled or that injury, that you believe that should be classified?
Yeah, but I think it should be.
Okay. Is there anything else you can answer?
Just with that, but everybody go to work the same way that they, I mean, everybody come home from their job the same way they went into work that day, but preach safety.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.